Lord. Alright now. We're gonna pull the Tauchi back out. We're gonna edge for these ones. Or come. Oh my god, my thighs hurt. Oh, I need a little bit more water real quick. Okay. This next question is shit bitch, you is fine. I like that name. That's awesome. Okay. Where have you been all my life? Fuck. Oh, I've been right here the whole time. Okay. Have you ever fantasized about or considered playing in front of a small audience? They would, of course, be clothed and non-participatory, just watching. I actually have a huge fantasy of, being, on display and having to come repeatedly for people who are just, like, having a dinner party or something, so they're just ignoring me, watching me, and they're not, participating. Oh! Yeah, and they, that's a big thing of mine, it's a big fantasy of mine, so yes, I've thought about it a whole fucking lot. No, okay. Okay, hand, and cause you gave me like a half serious question, I'm still gonna give you 10, for that, cause why not? So, I'll do 10 on each. Or 20. Yeah, 10 on each. Right? Oh my god, my math skills. Horrible. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, oh, 10. My hands are like red now. Honestly, this is hysterical. Oh, 1, 2. Oh, 10. Shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, you have no idea. Oh, how wet I really am. Holy shit. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Ah! This is from Transcend 25. What was the first toy that you ever bought and how old were you? My first toy was a smooth, small silver vibrator that took like 2 AA batteries when I was 19. I bought it at the sex store that's like half a block from where I live. Yeah, oh, fuck me, okay. It died very quickly. Okay. Oh, 10. Ah! 1, this is the hand. 2, 3, 4, 5. Other side, okay. 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 10. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Okay. Okay, so these are from an anonymous, and they're a different thing for each question. So I'm not going to edge while I read them because I'm going to spank after each and every question, and that would just take too much time having to transition. So, have you ever tried giving yourself an anal orgasm? And if so, how was it? I have had, I've had, one with my plug in, which kind of grinds against the G-spot, through, you know, all the stuff that goes on down there. That was all, like, wow. It was science-y. Having that, the plug-in and grinding, has given me an orgasm before. Not as high a level one as some of my other ones, but then I'm able to have multiple different types of orgasms. I've done that. I haven't had an orgasm purely from, like, penetration with a toy in my ass, like in and out, but I do plan to try that. And this is the riding crop I'm going to use, and I'm gonna play it up, and I'm gonna use it on my breasts this time, so it's five on each. Oh, one, two, three, four, oh, five, yeah. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, God, that felt good. Oh, I'm starting to get numb in places. Okay. Okay, sorry, things are ding-a-ling. Woo. You took the penis preference test in one of your posts. So what in your mind is the perfect size of penis? For me, it is, 5-6 inches tops, I have the toy that is, like, 6 inches in diameter. That's too big. So maybe, like, 4 inches diameter? I can go bigger, I can go smaller. I'm kind of an average or below type girl. I don't really want a monster, cock coming towards me. So, that's kind of how I look at it. All right, and this is the belt. So, oh yeah. All right, here we go. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9. Oh, 10. Fuck me. Okay. What is your favorite activity other than masturbating? Reading. Reading is really my favorite activity. And painting. I love both of those equally. I love painting. No, you know what? God. Photography. A favorite activity besides masturbating. I would go with reading, but I don't know if that's considered an activity. And painting I do other ways. So, photographing things. Photography. I love taking photos. I really love taking pictures. I think that's the one that brings me the most joy. Obviously masturbating gives me the most joy. So it's either going to be reading, photography, or painting, or equally all of those. I'm sucking at answering the questions right now. I'm sorry. Okay. This would be the hand. My ass. Yeah. Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One of those didn't count. That was bad. Ah! There we go. Okay. All right. Okay. Alright. Oh, shit. Next batch of questions is from Hookong 2992. Oh god, I hope I said that right. I'm sorry if I didn't. Okay, so I'm gonna turn the Hitachi on. Ah, yeah, okay. Shit. Oh god, I hope that's not too loud. I'm trying to mute it a bit. Okay. Shit. If you could be any animal, what animal would you be? Oh, fuck. I'd like to be a bird. I really would. I'd love to be able to fly like a bird, and they just, oh god, that feels good. I would like to be able to fly like a bird, so it would definitely be a bird. That feels really good. Okay. Who is your favorite Batman villain? I've always been a fan of the Joker. I really liked Heath Ledger's version of the Joker in The Dark Knight Rises a lot. I thought that was probably the best portrayal of a Batman villain ever. Yeah, I like him, and I love, the character who's with him, I can't remember her name, because I can't think straight, the girl who's with him all the time. God, I can't for the life of me remember her. I'll remember it probably later as soon as I'm done with this. Oh, yeah. Okay. And I've actually answered this question. What is the most number of times you've come in a single session? I'm pretty sure it was about 65, but I'm not positive. I want to beat it, though. What is your most interesting turn-on? I'm not really sure what it would be considered interesting. I'm being told what to do. I like being told what to do. That turns me on a lot. Like I said, if you have the right voice, anything you say will turn me on. I don't really know if that's considered interesting or not. Is 20 on each. Oh god. Oh, my ass is all manner of hot right now. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Oh, 20. Fuck now. Oh, yeah. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 37, 38, 39, 40. Okay. Oh, we're getting towards the end here, people. God, I hope I didn't skip any by accident. I don't think I did. Okay, these are from Bull in the Heather? Heather? Bull in the Heather? Oh, I hope I pronounced it right. I'm so bad at this. Okay, turn the Hitachi on. Whoa! That was high. I didn't mean to high. I'm just keeping myself on edge. Oh, yeah. If you were offered a night of passion with Mr. H, I think we all know by now. Know who this is by now. With a cavit, I think I pronounced it right. That you would not be able to orgasm for a year after that night. Would you accept? No. I actually didn't know who Mr. H was initially. I didn't know the reference. I had to look it up. I do have Fanny Hill as a book, and I'm fairly sure that's who you're talking about. I hope it is. I hope I'm right. But no, just, it could be, like, the best night of passion, but it's not worth, because if I don't orgasm for a year, I'm probably gonna go on, like, a murder spree or something, because I get very, very angry if I don't get to come more, at least once a day.
Oh, yeah. So no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't accept. It would have to be something more than a night of passion. I read this question before and I was talking to someone about it. It would have to be like, if I found, I like to use this reference and it's such a chick, hopeless romantic reference. If it were the condition that I would find my Mr. Darcy, then yes, I would go a year. It would be hell and I'd probably kill people, but I would do it. And when I say my Mr. Darcy, it's like the person who's my match, my soulmate, my other part, or my, you know. Of course, that could be like my Mr. Darcy's or Mrs. Darcy's. That would have to be it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Have you ever ruined any carpets, furniture with your amazing squirts? Probably. I don't, oh no, I don't think I've actually ruined anything. Oh. At least I really don't think I have. I'm good for putting a towel down, but I usually soak straight through it. Or out in my kitchen, it doesn't matter if I'm soaking the floor, so, you know, yeah. I don't think I've ruined anything yet, but I probably will eventually. Was that question too gross? No, it was not. It was a good question. Oh, okay. With Halloween being your favorite holiday, what was the most memorable costume from when you were a kid? The year I went as, the Bills. Like, the monthly Bills. It was a last-minute thing. We really, I hadn't put any thought into my costume, and so we took a bunch of the bills that were unopened, and strung them on a string, and then wrapped the string around me. So I had all these like monthly bills, like the water bill, the heating bill, the cable bill, stuff like that. And I would walk up to people's houses, and they would go, what are you supposed to be, Junkman? And I'm like, no, I'm worse, I'm the Bills. And they would just go, take all the candy you want and get away from me. It was a great costume. I think the only other costume that I've ever done for Halloween that rivaled it was God. I had a name tag, and I wrote God on it, so it said, hello, my name is God, and I put it on my regular clothes. Just like Oz from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is where I got the idea. I pissed off some Catholic women who were, like, uptight, and that was good. That was a good one, but that was, a couple years ago. Okay. On the same note, if you were to dress up this year, what would it be as? Slutty Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that feels good. I would definitely do Slutty Little Red Riding Hood. I like the Little Red Riding Hood idea, and I think like a short red dress and like the little red cape that goes to the hemline of the dress would be just fantastic. Oh, thigh-high stockings and garters, oh, lacy bra. Peeking out. Maybe a corset. Red lipstick. Yeah, that would definitely be the costume I would want. Bonus points, no panties. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, God. I am so insanely wet. Jesus. Okay. These are with the hand, so that was 5 questions, so that's 25 on each. All right. It's fine. Okay. 25. With the hand.
That was good. I'll start again. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, 50, 51, that's on high.
I'm gonna answer these ones on high because it feels really good. Wait. Oh, okay. What? Oh, and these are from a freak mystique. You bastard. You'll find out why I said that in a second. If this is how tender you are now, then reading this, how would it sound if it were my voice whispering in your ear, letting you know it's time to put on the clothes, pigs, you fucker. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna put the clothespins on. Or clothespin, I only have one. Fuck. I'll put one on. Why not? It's loud. Sorry. Oh. Oh god, it feels good. Would you either be tied and teased by a generic Christian Grey, 2, seduced and debased by Patrick Bateman, or 3, romanced and serenaded by the Joker? Patrick Bateman. He's a twisted fucker. But he also looked like he could fuck hard. Oh, yeah. After all this pain and those blackouts, isn't it just damn time you had one final play on the balcony? No! It is early morning and it's raining and I'm not going out there. Oh, fuck me. That said, what I will do is keep this on. This is why he's a bastard. Belts around neck. If I die, blame him. I'm not gonna die, you know that. Oh, yeah. Oh. Huh. Leather paddle, but I'm gonna use it on my breasts. It's 30 times, so 15 on each side. Oh. Fuck me. Belt comes off.
Peg.
Comes off. You bastard.
Okay. Final batch of questions. Yay.
Not yay. Actually, I'm thoroughly enjoying this shit. Okay, so I'm gonna turn the Tachi back on.
No.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Okay. These questions are from Jack Off to Audio 555. I said his name right. Yay. Questions with unnecessary detail. Love it. Okay. First one. No. First question. Oh, a businessman with a mustache from the Fleshlight Company wants to make a Fleshlight model after one of your holes, mouth, ass, or vag, just to be clear. Oh, what hole would you like this new Fleshlight to be modeled after? They will use computer space lasers to make the Fleshlight look and feel exactly like your hole. Also, how would it make you feel to be part of this project? Okay. I would like it to be my pussy. Seeing as I have a virginal pussy, even though I've used toys, it's still very tight, and I think that would be a very popular toy, and I would love to be involved in it. Also, I love the detail. A man with a mustache. Oh, I happen to like mustaches, so. Okay, two. Every time a dude jacked off to one of your audios and expelled jizz gets shot through a wormhole and ends up in one location. We'll call it Cumtopia. How much sperm would you think Cumtopia would have in it? What do you think it would look like? Would you visit? Are you grossed out yet? God, I don't know. I would assume a lot. It would probably just be like, just like waste or more deep with jizz. I would visit it. I really would, because I'd want to know what it looks like. It'd just be white and like, or I don't know, it'd be a weird color. Just pulls of it. Oh my god, I love this question so much. No, that didn't gross me out. Fuck you. Okay. Don't think. Answer quick without thinking. Peg a dinosaur, lick a minotaur's ball sack, or suck a unicorn's horn. No. Suck a unicorn's horn. Just because that would be really funny. Oh my god, I just had this vision of, like, Peggy the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Oh god, laughing on the Tachi is an incredibly different experience. Oh god, I like it a lot. Okay.
Okay. next. There are 5 clones of Tom Hiddleston, and they are all madly in love with you. Oh, that's great. And think you look very pretty today. They also all brought you flowers. Aw. Each one has a strange fetish. Put them in order of bangability. Oh, God. One is super into armpits. You doing stuff to his. I hate you. You're evil. One can only maintain a boner while singing row, row, row your boat. That means you have to... It means you have to sing it constantly during any sexy time. Well, I sing it. Well, I sing row, row, row your boat. One One loves to stick his nose into your pussy while you eat butter scotch candy. One is only in the mood on Tuesdays. Any other day he'll do stuff, but he's not into it at all. One doesn't like toys of any kind and will make you get rid of all of yours when he's going at the bottom. Okay, so the bottom is the one who wants me to get rid of all my toys. Oh, the next one is, the row, row, row your boat one, because I don't like to sing to people. Oh my god. Then the third one is, oh, fuck me. The armpit one. Oh god, every time I laugh, it like pushes me down into the tachi. oh my god. Okay, yeah, so, and then, the Tuesday one, I think. The Tuesday one. And then the butterscotch candy one would be the tops. That is so weird. You are so evil, dude. That's just cruel. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Alright, so, I have a very special thing that I will be using for this one, because apparently I can use whatever. So, that was four questions. 40 smacks with... I'm bad at that. My wooden cane. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to get into position. Again. Oh, like the ruler. Legs up. 40. Here we go. Hopefully this works. I haven't done this in a while. Fuck me. Oh, that was bad. Oh, fuck me. I'm gonna have to get in a different position. I need somebody to hit me with a cane, to be honest. I think this will work. Okay. Ah! Shit! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I need to come one more time.
Shit. Oh. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, this is gonna be a good one. Wait. Oh, it's all inside of me. That feels good. Oh, and the tachi on my clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels good. No. Oh, God. Huh. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I was close. Oh, I'm gonna make this extra special. Oh, okay. Sway on. Oh, and in panties shoved in my mouth. Delightfully bruised and swollen and shaky. Oh, this was fun. Oh, I hope you all enjoy these very long, long audios. And thank you all so much for the questions and for making this the best birthday ever. Bye.